Yo, listeners, this is Enzo with another broadcast, another podcast on something I think is really important. That's what this is all about. You know, I record these. I don't even know how many people are listening to it. I record these broadcasts for people that are definitely striving for something, that are pursuing, that are trying to change their life or change something about themselves. That's what this is all about, because really, that's the journey I've been on for as long as I can remember. Always wanting more, to extract more out of myself, to make parts of my life that be better, to help other people perform better. So this soundbite that I'm putting out now is just me getting something off my chest that is on my mind today. And hopefully, I really hope that somebody out there is going to use this to either motivate themselves or just to remind themselves of what today is going to be about. Because your future is just built up of each day. Well, it's each minute, each second, really. But if you want to chunk it, then it's every day how you extract and get the best out of yourself. And all these add up to the future that you want. So hopefully this can help you in some way. Somebody out there is listening that this will help. I just believe that. And today's topic, what I want to just put out there right now, is how to make you travel light. And I don't mean getting on the plane, so you're just with hand luggage. Well, metaphorically, yeah, I do. I do mean that. I mean you going through life with less baggage. When you go into like a, you know, you start a relationship with somebody who has what we call baggage. They've held on to their past relationships, what happened there. They've got all these issues and things, and they come into a new relationship with this baggage. It's heavy. For the new person that's just come along, it's really heavy, and they have to take that on, and they're treated with all this baggage in the mind of the person already. Well, when it comes to life, we often do the same. We often dwell on what's happened in the past, and we drag that through into nowadays. We keep reminding ourselves how we screwed up, how we messed up, how this happened to us, how this is our story, why we can't succeed, and why this might not happen for us now in the future. Things might not pan out like we want them to because of my past. Well, that's heavy. Dwelling on the past, living with regret, having that cloud over you all the time, it stops you from being the person you need to be in order to get what you want to get. So it's just this soundbite now, like I just said, is just to say, how about we just do an experiment today? How about we just put down that baggage? If you've got a heavy bag of what's happened to you in the past or even yesterday, then leave it there. The more time you spend looking in that rearview mirror, the more time, or the more chance, should I say, that this is going to repeat itself, that you're going to be apprehensive, you're going to hesitate. Well, if you're going to get through this current period that we're going through, hesitation is your enemy. You, like I said in the last one about self-belief doesn't matter. Well, it does, obviously. But in essence, we haven't got time to dwell. We haven't got time to say, woe is me. Now is the time for you to run forward and execute and do things. But you can't do that if you're carrying the baggage of the past. Now, we're all pretty much the way we are now is what our past has made us, right? But every minute that passes, you can reinvent yourself. You can innovate. You can evolve, self-evolve in your own lifetime and say, okay, these things did happen to me in the past. Okay, that person did do that. I have got those failures and massive screw-ups, embarrassing ones that I don't want to tell anybody about. I've got them, but they are in the past. Who I am this very second is all that matters. I can change my beliefs of who I'm going to be from this moment forward. I can change my outlook. I can change the people I hang around with. I can change my job. I can do anything I want and reform myself and my life from this second forward. I don't have to carry all the stuff of the past. That is a choice. And I want you now to say to yourself and to consciously decide that from this moment forward, I'm going to start to build myself to become the person who I need to be in order to get those goals I've got in my mind. Because as soon as you do that, you release yourself. As soon as you do that, you open up your mind as a bit of a reset, to be fair. I mean, you don't need to wait for the 1st of January in order to do this. You can do this now. You can have a happy new day. If you're starting this day and you're saying, right, new day's resolution, this is what I'm going to stand for, screw what's happened in the past, get rid of that, it's not even important. Other people can remind you, other people can dwell on that, but it's not for you. If you're serious about changing your life, if you're serious about changing your results, you've got to let the old you go. If there's part of that person that you don't really need or want right now, what's the new you? New day, new you. If that makes sense. Most people hate that saying when it says new me, new year, or whatever it is. But this is true. How can you do that today and say, right, what are the kind of things I need to believe in order to get the action out of me? Even if it's an illusion, even if I'm deluded, what do I need to believe? What's my core rules this moment forwards? And you're going to have one or two about, you know, simple rules like the more I fail, the more I succeed. I need to collect the failures. I need 300 no's from people before I get one yes. These kind of rules are what you need to live by if you're going to smash it, if you're going to create the career and the future that you want. So just spend less time dwelling on what's happened in the past and spend all of your time on the now and the future. If you do this as a mental diet every day, remind yourself, what do I want? Okay, I want that. I really want that. And what have I got to do now? And you stay there as long as possible. I promise you that in 1 year, 2 years, you will not recognize your life and you will not recognize you. Commit to this. Less past, more future, and even more now.